You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you have like a zany family party tradition? Over the weekend, I was at this party and there was live music, so everybody was dancing. And then out of nowhere, there was a Louis Vuitton purse on the floor. So, of course, what do you think? You think somebody left it there by accident. So you pick it up and you're like, whose bag is this? And then one of the women was like, what are you doing? And I was like, trying to return your purse. And she's like, put it back down there. And so I put it back on the floor and I'm like, okay. Two of them were British. And I guess it's an English tradition that whenever you're dancing, you dance around your purse for good luck. And I was like, now that is a wacky tradition because people are drunk and spilling beer on your Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea. No. On the other hand, if it's kind of perched open, they might think it's like a busking thing. Like, I'm going to do some dances here. You throw some dollars in there.
Things got crazy, though, Raven, because people kept trying to pick it up and give it to them.
Yeah.
And once it kind of became widespread of what they were doing and that this is a British tradition for them.
Yeah.
We just kept throwing more stuff on top of the purse. I took off my jacket. I threw it on. And then by the end of the night, there was a charcuterie board on top. And people were doing like keg stands, eating the salami off of it.
Again, I'm concerned about the bag at that point.
Right.
But,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a tradition for that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think every family has things like this, like things that you do. For my family, it's always the tarantella. I think a lot of Italian families, it's like that. You get together for a wedding.
And that dance just goes on and on forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
they'll
tell them,
loop it. Loop it.
My mom will spin me so hard that I, at one point, will fear that I'm going to fly off into a wall.
Yeah. You know, my family, they don't have a lot of strange traditions, but I've seen a lot, you know, through attending a lot of weddings and working weddings over the years. And I do remember that there was this one family that they had a large giraffe that was on wheels. And this giraffe was about, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 feet tall. And they would bring it out in the middle of like dance parties and whatnot. And they would wheel it around the dance floor.
That's
and
awesome.
It was at every wedding, at every party that they had, and people would do all sorts of different dances with the giraffe. Not all were appropriate for children.
That's fantastic.
Sometimes
though,
people would get sexy time with the giraffe.
That seems like it's going too far, though.
Yeah. But they had it at all, and it was on wheels.
I don't know. Did your family have a zany family party tradition that doesn't involve giraffes? 1-800-330-9999. Tony.
Oh, yeah. So, when I was little, I mean, I'm the oldest of five, okay? We were all crazy wild boys. And to get us to calm down every year, my mother would tell us that, like, Santa is watching, right? And so for Christmas party every year, she would unveil a Christmas angel with whoever was being the best each year with their face as the Christmas angel. And so, yeah, you got to be the Christmas angel for a year if you were the best.
Well, I mean, you knew you were going to be handsomely rewarded by Santa Claus. He's been watching all year long, taking notes, and now you've won. You get extra gifts.
Yeah, that's the plus, because if not, your face superimposed on an angel is creepy.
Yeah, they're not nice to look at. My mom still has them all in her basement, and they're terrifying.
And they're locked in the basement. Oh, man.
Your zany family party tradition. What is it? 1-800-330-9999. Every family has them. They're zany family party traditions. Like whenever you get together, there's something that you do. I was at a party this past weekend. The DJ was playing and everybody was dancing on the floor. And then all of a sudden there was a Louis Vuitton purse right in the middle of the floor. So, of course, you see somebody's purse on the floor. What do? You pick it up. And every time somebody would pick it up, one of the two women would come, they would grab it, and they would throw it back down. And they said it's their British tradition, they're from England, that you dance around a purse for good luck when you're on a dance floor.
Crazy ladies. Who knew?
So, what's your zany family tradition? 1-800-330-9999. Sue?
Oh, my God. Uncle Anthony. We can't have bat out of hell. If it's a wedding, a funeral, a backyard barbecue, whatever it is, Bat Out of Hell comes on, Meatloaf. Everybody stops. Everybody sings. Everybody goes off. Everybody for the whole half hour that song takes. We don't stop. We sing it. That's it.
And that song does go on forever.
Really long.
Yes, it does.
I got pictures all over my Facebook every time there's a party. Uncle Anthony, 73 years old. God bless him.
Oh, I love it. I remember my uncle and my grandfather used to have too much wine, and then whenever any song would come on, I forgot which one it was. Oh, it's an old Italian song. They would pretend they were priests, and they would take the napkins off the table, and they would go around blessing people.
That's a lot of wine.
Yeah, it was a lot of wine. Homemade wine, too. Hey, Steve, what was your zany family tradition?
New Year's Eve. We would, line up, probably 20, 30 of us, go around the house. We started from the basement, my aunt's basement, and the oldest uncle would be in the front, sweeping the old tradition out the door and throwing salt. And, around the whole house. And I know my mom used to drive her nuts because then she had to clean up the salt the next day because it was all around her house.
Why can't the person on the end of this caboose just have a vacuum, right? a dustbuster. Back then in the 80s, a trusty dustbuster.
Judy, what was your zany family tradition?
Oh, great. Well, on Easter, it's a big Italian family. Every year, we have fighting egg contests, where we do a bracketology, like the NCAA tournament, going from the littlest, if the six-month-old, to the grandparents. And we whittle down, and we each bet a dollar. So we wind up usually having a $50 pot. And at the end, you color your fight. You come in with a colored fighting egg, which is always a great family tradition. And the last man standing wins half the pot, and the other half is the person that guesses the winner.
I have two questions. What is a fighting egg, number one?
Right.
And then how do you determine who wins the fight between two fighting eggs?
And what happens if the six-month-old has to go against the 70-year-old, which in my head is just a fight club?
Yeah.
Color the egg, with different designs, or if you're fighting egg, or it could be it's so funny because it could be anything from a face to a, and then nose to nose, you get your arm on the table and you tap the egg, and whoever gets a dent in the egg is out.
I have to be honest, I still don't quite understand.
I think you just tap the eggs, which is much different from what in my head was Fight Club with Grandpa Giovanni taking on Baby Anthony.
Yeah, throwing it right into the little, ooh, you like that? Like dodgeball?
Let me throw this egg as hard as I can in your face. Yeah, that actually makes a lot more sense.
I guess.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.